Morgan's AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets closed out the month on a weaker footing, Dow down 223 points or 0.7%, snapping a six-session winning streak. Broader S&P 500 down 0.6%. After outperforming earlier in the session, the energy sector settled 1.7% lower to lead 9 of the 11 primary sectors lower. Consumer discretionary and communication services, the only primary sectors to advance overnight. NASDAQ down 0.4%, both the S&P 500 and NASDAQ snapping three-session winning streaks. Small cap Russell 2000 index down 1.3%. For the month, the Dow eked out a 0.04% gain, while the S&P 500 inched 0.01% higher. Energy sector gained 16.8%. Specialty chemicals maker and materials manufacturer Albemarle was the leading index performer in May, rallying 35.1%. Energy stocks also featured heavily on the gainers list, unsurprisingly. Devon Energy, NRG Energy and Marathon Oil Corp also among the top five performers on the S&P 500. On the downside, Under Armour, the worst performing index constituent, down 31.1% in May, followed by Target Corp with a 29.2% monthly loss. NASDAQ fell for a second straight month, down 2.05%. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell and US President Joe Biden met overnight to discuss the economy and inflation. In a guest column in the Wall Street Journal, President Biden said he would stand aside and let the Federal Reserve do its job, but also put the blame for rising prices on the central bank. US corporate earnings front, Salesforce rallied in the extended session, following a 2.9% decline in regular trading. That was after the cloud-based customer relationship management company topped Wall Street estimates for the first quarter and hiked its earnings forecast for the year, did trim its revenue guidance, however. Busy night on the US economic data front. Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index slipped to a reading of 106.4 in May. Data for April was revised higher. Consumers' inflation expectations over the next 12 months dipped to 7.4% from 7.5% in April. Separately, S&P Case-Shiller Home Price Index surged a record 21.2% year-on-year in March. European bourses retreated, data showing inflation rose to a record high in May, spurred bets of bigger interest rate hikes from the European Central Bank when they convene next week. Pan-European Stock 600 Index down 0.7% to be down 1.6% in May. Retail sector down 1.7% overnight. Germany's DAX down 1.3%. France's CAC lost 1.4%. Bit going on the merger and acquisition front. Dutch specialty chemicals maker DSM jumped 8% on plans to merge with Swiss peer Firmenich. And DSM also announced the sale of its engineering materials subsidiary for 3.85 billion euros to private equity firm Advent International and German chemicals company Lanxess. In economic data, flash reading of Eurozone consumer price inflation accelerated to 8.1% in May. It was above expectations for 7.7% as price growth continued to broaden. London's FTSE 100 edged 0.1% higher, settling with a 0.8% monthly gain. All majors BP and Shell advancing to cap another strong month for the sector. Consumer goods giant Unilever jumping 9.4%. That was after it appointed American activist investor Nelson Peltz to its board. On the M&A front, GSK ticked 0.3% higher, agreed to buy vaccine maker Affinivax for up to $3.3 billion. On the base metals complex, copper down 0.8% to end the month at just over $4.29 a pound. Did touch its highest level since the 5th of May earlier in the session, logged a 3.1% monthly decline. China PMI figures out yesterday. China's manufacturing PMI rose to 49.6 in May. That was better than economists' forecasts for 48.9. China's non-manufacturing PMI rose to 47.8 in May. Again, better than economists' forecast for a reading of 45. The Caixin PMI, which tends to focus on small to medium-sized enterprises, that's out later today. Benchmark spot iron ore dipped 10 cents to $136.50 a metric tonne. Gold futures down $8.90 or 0.5% at $1,848.40 an ounce. Extended their decline in May to 3.1%. The US listed shares of Yamana Gold climbed 3.7%. That was after the South African miner Goldfields agreed to buy the Canadian miner in a $6.7 billion all-share deal. Oil prices ended May on a mixed note after the Wall Street Journal reported some members of OPEC were weighing exempting Russia from oil production targets, paving the way for the likes of Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates and other OPEC members to pump more crude. WTI down 40 cents at $114.67 a barrel, pairing the monthly gain to 9.5%. Brent, however, gained $1.17 or 1% to $122.84 a barrel, extending the monthly climb to 12.4%. OPEC convene tomorrow night to discuss its production plans. Treasury yields climbed across the maturities. 10-year Treasury yields gaining 9.4 basis points to 2.84%, pairing the monthly decline in yield to 4.3 basis points. 2-year note yield up 4.2 basis points overnight to 2.54%, logging a 15.6 basis point decline in yield in May. Canada released its first quarter GDP growth figures overnight, recording an annualised 3.1%. That was below economist forecasts for 5.1%. And first quarter GDP growth rate and commodity prices for May are the main releases on the Australian economic calendar today.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.